Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now for that X's and O's part of the show. And for that, we bring in head coach Bill O'Brien and our very own John Harris.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator, everybody. I'm your host, John Harris, alongside the head coach of the Houston Texans, the 7-6 Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Johnny.
Let's get to the Telestrator here. We're going to start with a first quarter run by Arian Foster. And we've seen you, coach, throughout the year run a lot of outside stretch. Some of these guys are used to having run it the past few years. But we've seen over the last couple of games a few variations in the run game, and
right.
This is one of them early on that you use. And
right.
We'll start right here. C.J. Fedorowicz is going to start in motion, but he's not going to go all the way across. He's going to start and end up right behind the guard right here, and he's going to be looking for that defensive tackle right there. So it's a wham, trap sort of concept. Coach, take us through this, please.
Well, I think the first thing to notice here is that there's a six-man box defensively. So four defensive linemen, two linebackers. And now we're creating a six-man blocking surface when we bring CJ in. And then, like you said, it is basically a trap play. Now, the one thing that's key on this is the way that they adjusted to it with the safety coming down on the yip motion. You know, that's a different deal for us. We've got to notice that right away. And DeAndre Hopkins does a great job on the wide shot here of coming in and blocking that down safety. You go to the end zone shot, I'll explain the blocking scheme up front, but DeAndre does a really good job of blocking the down safety, and then obviously Arian does the rest.
Great stiff arm there on Josh Evans, excellent run, but you're right, you can see a great end zone view here. You see CJ get in there.
That's right, so you bring CJ in, and in this case, we're trapping kind of the backside, so to speak. So the play is to the right, and we're trapping the backside 2-eye here, the backside defensive tackle. CJ does a really good job of putting this defensive tackle right down the middle of his stance. And then you see Chris Myers does a real nice job of getting up on the front side linebacker. Brandon Brooks, Derek Newton on the front side do a real good job of pushing their guys out of the hole. And here comes Hopkins in to block the down safety. And that's a nice looking running play by us.
Absolutely. 51 yards would lead to a field goal for the Texans on the first drive. Special teams got invited to the party as well on Sunday. It was a rough day, rain-wise, windy. Shane Leckler, coach, had a really nice day.
Right.
And this was the epitome of flipping the field where you're backed up into minus territory, about to your minus 14. Great kick into the wind, and you got guys hustling down, and Akeem Dent makes a heck of a play.
Right, that's right. And like you said, Leck had a great day punting, and that was a key to the game. You know, we don't always like to talk about punting, but when we have to punt, we have one of the best in the league in Leck, and he did a really good job. And then when you go to the end zone shot here, you'll see Akeem Dent just does a really good job of recognizing that this is a hold-up look and getting down the field with really good speed. He actually draws a penalty on this play in addition to making the tackle. So here he is at the right tackle spot. He does a good job of recognizing the hold-up by 98. He does a really good job of fanning the field, keeping the ball carrier on his inside shoulder, making the tackle, and he also drew a block in the back by 98 there too. So he really did a nice job on the play.
Yeah, heck of an effort. You flip the field, you take the 10-yard penalty here. Now you go from 14 to 14.
That's big.
And really setting up your defense for a big drive there in the second quarter. All right, defensively, second half was probably as good as we've seen for a while. A few adjustments you had to make, especially with Blake Bortles. And this is one of those adjustments. Out of the pistol with Denard Robinson, a former quarterback. Jaguars want to run zone read. And Rack shows two safeties high here, but right prior to the snap, Kendrick Lewis is going to move up into the box. Simon's going to dart inside, and they're going to kill this play in the backfield. Coach, take us through this.
Yeah, I think, like you said, the big part of this is the disguise. So we show it late. So we start off in 2-eye. We show it the down safety late. John Simon does a really good job of ripping inside and then getting vertical. And then here comes Kalu right off the edge here, and they keep the ball carrier inside of them. What happens with Blake here is he's not able to read this because he's got really Kendrick looking like he's playing for the quarterback and John Simon playing for the dive, and so really there's no other choice but then to hand it off, and we're in good position to make the play. Good call by Rack, great execution by our players.
See this from the end zone view. You'll see Kendrick roll up late. He gets in there. You see John maintain his outside position and then rip inside Luke Jokel, and there you go.
That's right. He rips inside with his backside arm. And here comes Kalu keeping his gap integrity there, making the nice tackle, good wrap tackle, and, you know, just a good play by our defense.
For Coach, I'm John. We'll see you next week right here on Texas Telestrator.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. Be sure to be with us on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Texans Countdown Live, as we are counting you down to that big game, that playoff game against the Indianapolis Colts. Have a great weekend, everyone. Drop it in.